WHO advisor, coronavirus origin report is not credible. By John Hayward on March 31, 2021. Jamie Metzell, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council and an advisor to the World Health Organization, WHO, on Monday joined the growing number of scientists and political leaders around the world who questioned the credibility of WHO's report on the origins of the coronavirus. Metzell said the report was compromised by Chinese government interference and did not provide enough evidence to rule out any hypothesis, including the Chinese coronavirus escaping from a Chinese laboratory. People feel this must be a World Health Organization investigation. It's not. It's not an investigation and the World Health Organization isn't doing it. It's an independent committee with their Chinese government counterparts. So anything that they come out with is going to be a compromise. A consensus between this committee and the Chinese government, Metzell told Laura Ingram of Fox News. Metzell pointed out that the weight of reliable evidence, as opposed to Chinese government agents expecting their conclusions to be taken on faith, does not support WHO's official conclusion that laboratory origin is the least likely scenario for the origin of the Chinese coronavirus. It could be possible that COVID-19, Chinese coronavirus, began through a zoonotic jump through animal hosts. It also could very well be possible that it comes from an accidental lab leak. There's a lot of evidence that suggests, it's all circumstantial, that is a very, very real possibility, that the virus comes from horseshoe bats that are more than 1,000 miles away from Wuhan. But what Wuhan has is China's only level 4 virology institute, the world's largest collection of bat coronaviruses that was doing dangerous gain-of-function research with a spotty security record, and we have this massive Chinese cover-up that came afterwards. So nobody knows, or very few people know, what exactly the story was. But at the very least, we need a full and credible investigation exploring all hypotheses. Metzell's remarks were consistent with many other criticisms of the WHO report leveled since an early draft leaked over the weekend, including from WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus and the leader of the team sent to Wuhan, Peter Benimbarak, who conceded, less bluntly than Metzell, that China did not give the investigators adequate access to raw data. Mbarak gave the Chinese an out by claiming privacy and legal considerations could have prevented his team from accessing the data. A grimly amusing contention, given authoritarian China's notions of privacy rights and due process, while Tedros sounded considerably more frustrated. I expect future collaborative studies to include more timely and comprehensive data sharing, the WHO director said on Tuesday. The U.S. State Department posted a statement on Tuesday, co-signed by 13 other nations, that raised shared concerns about the WHO report. Other signatories included Australia, Canada, Israel, Japan, and the United Kingdom. Scientific missions like these should be able to do their work under conditions that produce independent and objective recommendations and findings. We share these concerns not only for the benefit of learning all we can about the origins of this pandemic, but also to lay a pathway to a timely, transparent, evidence-based process for the next phase of this study as well as for the next health crises, the statement said. Dr. Stephen Key, who along with Metzell signed an open letter in early March calling for a new, more transparent investigation of Wuhan with less interference from the Chinese government, on Tuesday added his own analysis that the few undisputed facts in the WHO report support the laboratory origin theory more than they disprove it. Despite an intense search, neither the COVID virus, nor any close relative, has yet been found in nature, unlike prior natural zoonosis. The closest viral relative is from the laboratories of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, near the epicenter of the first cases, Key noted, hitting on one of the most curious details of the WHO report. The shortage of hard evidence for the purportedly most likely theory of animals acquiring the coronavirus in nature and passing it along to humans. The virus was highly adapted for infection of people from the start, unlike prior natural zoonosis. Growing viruses in humanized mice is a common technique to hone their lethal abilities. Key additionally noted, addressing how the human pandemic erupted in Wuhan with astounding speed but seems to have left the animal kingdom completely untouched.